I love this great commission. The Matthew one's wonderful. But I love this one because he adds, this is what's going to happen. He says, listen to what he says again. He says, go out and preach, go into the world, preach the gospel, the good news to all creation. What's the good news? That the kingdom of heaven is here. He said, and he who has believed and has been baptized, this is what's going to happen to these people that you go preach the gospel to. Those who believe and are baptized shall be saved, and these signs will accompany those who have believed. This is going to be the normal thing that's going to happen, normal consequence of a believer's life. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. And then it says in verse 20, and so they went out, these disciples, these apostles, and preached everywhere while the Lord was with them and confirmed the word by signs that followed. So that last verse says, as these apostles that Jesus is speaking to, that as they went out, the Lord was with them and he confirmed their word with signs and wonders. And then he told them, and the people that you lead to Christ, signs and wonders is going to be a part of their normal experience also. They're going to minister. So moving in the miraculous, moving in the supernatural is a normal part of Christianity. I think one of the things that hold us back at times, believers at back at times, is we think we're going after some super deluxe model. You know, we've heard about people, we've read about people, we've been to conferences and heard people who are moving in extraordinary signs and wonders. We're like going, okay, man, that's the standard. That's the high mark I'm going after. And so we think this is, again, the super deluxe model, and how in the world can somebody like me quite get there? I'm going after there, Lord, but I know there are a lot of, but this is like for the super deluxe, for the special Christians. But it's just for normal Christians. Yes, the apostles went out and did that, but he said every person that you baptize, every person who gets saved, they're going to move in signs and wonders. They're the ones who are going to speak in tongues, pray for this, lay hands on the sick, be healed. They're the ones who are going to do all these cool things. It's just normal, brown bag, average, everyday Christianity. And one of the ways that the enemy's robbed us of the childlike faith that can walk in it is that we in our mind, it's been elevated to something that we're trying to get to that. And I think that's unfortunate. It's made it hard to believe. But here's a cool thing about these people in this story. In verse 1 of chapter 16, this is about the resurrection. It says, and when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they were saying to one another, who will roll away the tomb for us from the entrance of the tomb? And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, although it was extremely large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right, wearing a white robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who has been crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, here is the place where they laid him. But you go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you into Galilee, and there you will see him, just as he said to you. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had gripped them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now after this, he had risen early on the first day of the week. He first appeared to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven demons. She went and reported to those who had been with him while they were mourning and weeping. This is the disciple of the apostles. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they refused to believe it. And after that, he appeared in a different form to two of them. This is the Emmaus Road experience in Luke 24. While they were walking along on their way to the country. And they went away and reported to the others, but they did not believe them either. And afterwards he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at the table, and he reproached them for their unbelief and the hardness of their heart, because they had not believed those who had seen him, for he had risen. Now, the Holy Spirit never does anything arbitrarily. It always has a purpose. Now, notice the scene here. At first, he mentions Mary Magdalene twice. And this is the passage, this is the only gospel lesson that says this, is that Jesus revealed himself to Mary Magdalene first. Now, of all the people he could have revealed himself to first in his resurrection, not his mother Mary, not John or Peter, but he first revealed himself to Mary Magdalene, Mary of Bethany. Mary Magdalene had been a prostitute, and she got set free at the feet of Jesus when she encountered the amazing love of God in the person of Christ. And seven spirits were cast out of her. So this was a woman, and they had to add that part, didn't it? Mary Magdalene, the one who had had seven spirits cast out of her. So she's a big storyline here. When they first came to the tomb and they saw this angel, what did the angel tell them? Go tell the disciples and Peter. It's really important to them that you make sure Peter knows. Because why did Peter need to know? Because Peter had just blown it royally. He had denied Christ three times, and he was the leader of the gang. And yet he had denied Christ three times. And that's why the angel said, go tell all the disciples, but particularly go tell Peter the failure. You, Mary Magdalene, who used to be a prostitute and had seven demons. And so when they, Mary Magdalene finally comes to them and tells them that Jesus was risen, they didn't believe it. And then the two from the Emmaus Road experience, they came back and told him, they didn't believe that either. And so Jesus appears to them in a different way and rebukes them for the hardness of their heart, for their unbelief. He rebukes them, he says, he reproached them for their unbelief and the hardness of their heart, because they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen. The very next thing that comes out of his mouth. And then he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. What? I mean, he just got through rebuking them for their unbelief, and the very next thing that comes out of his mouth is, okay, now go out into all the world and preach the gospel. And it says later, and he was with them, and signs and wonders followed and confirmed the word. What does that say to me? It's just people like me and you that God uses. It's not a super deluxe model. He uses the Peters of the world who denied Christ. He uses the Mary Magdalens who had seven demons. We have real issues in the past. He uses a whole group of folks who didn't believe at all. They didn't believe the next last minute. But the next minute, God's using them to do signs and wonders, and they're birthing spiritual babies that are moving in signs and wonders. That's just like him. See, the enemy robs us because he convinces us that we have to be this certain model that's got our act together, because that's the kind of people that God can use. God's looking for weak people who will just go for it, who have the same disposition of, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Those are the people he does signs and wonders through. I mean, I would have said, you didn't believe, you have hard hearts, you're disqualified, I'm looking for a crew I can use now. But we, the enemy, comes in, the accuser of the brethren, is always telling us about our weaknesses, about how we blew it, about maybe we didn't pray enough, we haven't read the Bible enough, we don't have enough experience, we don't have whatever, we're not like those people. They're just like us. Blew it this morning, have repented, going to go forth and believe, and God will do signs and wonders with you. You're just what he's looking for. It's not a perfect walk he's looking for. It's just a heart that's completely his. That's just such an encouragement to me. It sort of takes all the mystery away, all the taboo, all the way, all the, oh my gosh, you have to, these are super deluxe Christians. No, they're not. They just, whatever, it's just people who have childlike faith who can believe God even though their track record isn't perfect. They carry real weakness. Amen?
Amen.
So let's just go for it. Stop waiting to get better so God can use you. He's the good one. You with me? He can't get any better, so stop waiting for you to get better. In your weakness, His strength is made perfect. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.